What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. I'm Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Just because Valentine's Day was yesterday doesn't mean you can't keep showing the love. Maybe you love fiber arts. Head over to Ellsworth Public Library between 10 and noon today to meet up with knitters, spinners, weavers, and artists who love messing around with fibers. The group meets on the first and third Saturdays of the month, and all skill levels are welcome. You can create, learn, and be inspired. That's today, the Ellsworth Library, 10 to noon. Do you love mysteries? Come get a sneak peek at Paul Dworin's newest book. It's not even out until May, but at the Frenchman's Bay Library in Sullivan today, 11 a.m., Paul will read from his forthcoming collection of short stories called Skin and Bones. It features our favorite fictional Maine game warden, Mike Bowditch. The reading will be followed by a Q&A session and book signing of his other books. He's published more than 20. Did you know Paul is the former chair of the Maine Humanities Council? He's editor emeritus of Down East, the magazine of Maine, and a registered Maine guide who specializes in fly fishing. Do you love inventive theatrical performances? Out of the Hat is a fresh, compact production with a rehearsal time of one day and performance that same night. It goes like this. Folks, maybe you, gather today at 11:30 to read the chosen play, many for the first time. After reading, the director for the play retires to cast the show. Once done, the group works to put the play on its feet, with the result being a very fresh performance at 6 p.m. tonight in Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. You can come to read at 11:30 or come to watch it tonight at 6. If you're interested in reading, you need yourself, writing utensils, dark clothing, some potluck food, energy, and a penchant for fun. Please message Meeting House Theater Lab on Facebook if you want to be a part of the day's production. February's reading is A Rock Sails by Sean Grennan. It includes an unidentified flying object heading toward Earth. Go to Meeting House Theater Lab for more information. A wee little library in the suburbs of Sedgwick, the Sargentville Library, is hosting a program of events for 2025 under the theme A Sense of Place. This program of events weaves the village past with the present. The book being discussed Wednesday night is The Berry Pickers. A 4-year-old Mi'kmaq girl goes missing from the blueberry fields of Maine and sparks a tragic mystery that haunts the survivors, unravels a community, and remains unsolved for nearly 50 years. You can join the discussion in Sargentville on Wednesday, 6 to 7:30 p.m. For those of you who are more artsy than literary, the Blue Hill Public Library's series Art History and Hands-On is for you. Local artist and gallery owner Margaret Baldwin offers a workshop on Thursday at 6 p.m., focusing on landscape painting, Monet style, using short, choppy brush strokes to catch vibration of light on an object. Margaret's a certified art instructor with 25 years teaching experience. She's exhibited widely, and in the summer runs her neighborhood Little Gallery in Surrey. Registration for this artsy workshop is required at bhpl.net. Have you ever been to an anime convention? Me neither. But don't worry, I did the investigation for both of us. At the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor, February 21st to 23rd, you'll likely find a focus on costumes and cosplay, where fans dress up like characters they love. Now, your costume doesn't have to actually be an anime character to attend, because many people's costumes are going to be based on video games and movies instead. I mean, there's a significant overlap between different genres. Pokemon was originally a video game, but now many people think about the anime instead. And Pikachu, who was a Pokemon, started in a major Hollywood movie called Detective Pikachu with Ryan Reynolds. If none of these words mean anything to you, don't worry. You can still attend an anime convention. You could expect great people watching and opportunities to mingle with voice actors and free play gaming. If that isn't your cup of tea at all, you might try the Friday Night Coffee House open mic at the Northeast Harbor Library. That's Friday night at 6:30. It's an open mic with this eclectic mix of music, poetry, storytelling, and performance. You can find out more at nehlibrary.org. Right here at WERU, on the Democracy Forum this month, the Down East chapter of the League of Women Voters will introduce the topic of private equity. Brendan Ballou, former federal prosecutor who served as special counsel for private equity in the Justice Department, is the author of the book Plunder, Private Equity's Plan to Pillage, and he's the invited guest. The show is Friday, February 21st, 4 p.m. You can hear that right here on WERU 89.9. For more information about that or to stream it, weru.org. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?